The moment is at hand when, by a paranoiac and active process of thought, it will be possible to turn confusion into a system to contribute to the total discreditation of the world of reality. I'll say this, I don't give a damn about your dreams. Present tense is depressed because it pretends that it can extend out to either side, that it can catch a fact as a series of words lined up in the same sentence. The past tense is calm, since everything it expresses is already over. The past tense soothes its words into inertia until squalor becomes the past's natural habitat. That's why the past is the future of religion. Religions are fertile, like sorrow coming alive too. The over now of the past haunts religion. Mourning makes all the people stand up and sing. Don't be tense. This is a program of experimental dance and pop music that has been collaged together blindly, like a typewriter in a snowstorm or an earthquake in a cesspool. Don't be tense. It's just Kill Radio. Welcome to the chill room.
Come on. watching. And the wind began to
said that phoneme words or word phonemes, the use of these words is subjected to the laws of meaning everywhere speaking or being is supposed to be present. Everyone sees the traces of something which is inscribed as language, whether it be a speech or something written on the wall. Writing's altogether different. Writings in some way reduced, purified this element of discretion, of pure and simple difference which characterizes the signifying material. It's clear that we're not able to conceive of a language that would speak by itself, something which leaves its mark on these beings which we would characterize, that we would differentiate, and that they are speaking beings. By being included in language, which is that of the subject, it's something by which this subject exists at some level of articulation in language. What we notice in the long run is that this being, one wouldn't even mention it as a being if it didn't speak, since the actual function, the very notion that something is, came from language itself. It's not enough to pin the term being down to a whole series of vehicles to which one has to add being, since they exist. There's a condition of existence that is entirely separate from this level of the speaking being. To talk about the pure subject means it's impossible that there wouldn't be something that would serve as a vehicle at the level of that which speaks. To consider it essentially as speaking implies that if one day specifically modulated messages were to come from faraway stars, all we would need is one characteristic feature for which to recognize a signal. You're listening to The Chill Room. Here on Kill Radio, I'm Bennett. It's 12:57 a.m. Tense.
Thank you.